Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to another edition of The Mission. I hope that you are doing well. Listen, we are going to talk, we're going to get right into it today. This is a spiritual episode, a real spiritual episode for those that are believers in Christ. And I want to come out of Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. And it says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Listen, you and I have to understand, if you're a believer in Christ Jesus, that you have a power in you called the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised. In this particular passage, this is the first time that Peter is really going, he's questioning Peter of who he said he was. And he's asking Peter in a couple scriptures ahead, he's like, who do you say that I am? And Peter is saying, you are the Son of the living God, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so he says this, he said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you the truth, that on that rock, that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Man, that's a big deal. So I want you to understand, guys, that this thing that we are proclaiming as Christians, that God has given us a power of might in the Holy Spirit, and he's saying, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That means we have access to things that natural resources, all the things that God has for us, we have it at our command. And how we can utilize that is through the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit allows us to speak to things, to call things as though they were in heaven. And so when you get into a place and you don't know how to handle something, remember that God is giving you the strength to be able to bind things on earth, and it can be bound in heaven. So in that aspect, if you bind a spirit up, you can literally bind it up in the spiritual realm, and it won't be able to affect you on earth. And whatever you loose from heaven or you loose on earth, you can loose it in heaven. So that means that if you want God's spirit to come down in your wherever you're at, you can literally command and say, no spirit, but the Holy Spirit is welcome here. And every spirit has to flee, because no spirit can dwell in God's presence because he's holy. That's why he's called the Holy Spirit. So I want to give you the key to this, guys. If you really want to understand the spiritual realm, you have to understand that, first of all, you got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You don't want to mess with this if you don't have the Holy Spirit. But if you have the Holy Spirit, he's going to make intercession for you so that you'll be able to pray for things that you don't understand. And then you're able to speak to things that you would never be able to do. And you will have courage in places that you would never have courage before. So listen, I want to tell you this. If you're looking to fight in the spirit, right now we're in a very much all-out war for humanity, girls and women, we're for children. So there is a spirit that is trying to take over and demote what the family looks like. And so you have to understand, if you're a believer in Christ, it's time for you to stand up, and it's time for you to understand what it looks like to operate in the Holy Spirit. And so I pray today that when you're listening to this, that God would give you the understanding right now to be able to bind some things on earth, not because you want it to happen for you, let's get that clear, because you want God's kingdom to come to to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I want you to understand, when you're going to warfare in the spirit, it is not about you and what you want. It's about what the spirit is saying, and you need to operate in the spirit in order to command spirits to leave. Okay? So you got to understand how to operate in the spirit. You got to understand what spirit you're dealing with. And that's when the Holy Spirit will allow you to understand that, right? Because you'll be able to understand the roots of where it comes from. Okay? So let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for who's listening. I ask right now that you would open up their understanding about binding and loosing. I ask, Lord, Holy Spirit, no spirit but the Holy Spirit. Father, we just ask right now that you would touch their minds, that you would allow them to operate in the prophetic, that you would allow them to operate in the Holy Spirit, that they would be able to have discerning of spirits, that they would be able to speak, Father God, as they are in heaven, that they would speak with the authority, Lord, that you have given them right now in the name of Jesus. And if they don't know you, Lord, I ask right now, if there's one listening, that you would come into their hearts, Lord God, that they would denounce any spirit that they've been under of attack, and that they would just come to subjection of the Holy Spirit, that they would know you, Father, that they would accept you, Lord, as their Lord and Savior, and that they would give their lives to you, Lord God, and submit everything under authority of Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what's going to happen. And we know, Lord, that whatever we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. Amen.